The compact disc, titled Polish Masterworks, is more than a year in the making. Two of the selections were recorded last October, while the other two were recorded just last month. What you're hearing now is the first track, Concert Overture in E Major by Karl Szymanowski. Composers Henry Wieniawski, Witold Lutosławski, and Mieczysław Karlowicz are also featured on the disc. The BPO's conductor and musical director, Joanne Folletta, explains how they chose the music and the composers.
Well, I wanted to find the four, with the exception of Chopin, who of course is the towering master, we wanted to find four composers that people would be perhaps less familiar with. And the great towering piece on this disc is the Lutosławski Concerto for Orchestra. Now, Lutosławski, one of the greatest minds, of all time, not only in terms of being an artist, he was a brilliant, brilliant man. And this Concerto for Orchestra is a stunning piece. It's very challenging. It highlights everybody in the orchestra. Everyone has difficult parts.
Folletta says she is especially proud of how well her musicians performed. She noted the BPO's Michael Ludwig for his solo work in Wieniawski's Concerto No. 2.
Now that's a piece that calls for a superstar virtuoso violinist, and Michael is that, Michael Ludwig, and we wanted to showcase him in this really romantic Polish masterwork.
Karlowicz's composition, the final piece on the record, is known as a sad tale. The tale of putting the CD together was what Folletta says turned into a labor of love for the musicians. Two of her horn players are of Polish descent, and Folletta herself gained inspiration thanks to her own travels through Poland, where she served as a guest conductor in Krakow and Warsaw.
It's amazing to me to actually have witnessed that, and just personally to have felt the warmth of the people of that country and the physical beauty of both Krakow. Krakow especially was overwhelmingly beautiful, but Warsaw as well. It just was an amazing, eye-opening trip for me to realize that, we tend to think of Vienna as kind of the center of the music world, or Italy, and to realize that Poland has a history, and a growing history, with composers who are alive today and writing great music, Penderecki and many others. It's just, it's amazing. So I hope maybe this will also help other people realize the kind of cultural identity this country has.
But there is also a salute to the Polish influences in Buffalo's history. Inside the disc's liner notes, there's a photograph of an East Side landmark.
It's a beautiful photograph taken at twilight of St. Stanislaus and the neighborhood around St. Stanislaus. And, looking at it quickly, one might think that you were in Poland. It has that kind of a perspective to it. And I thought, my gosh, it's like a little bit of that country has transported and transplanted here in Buffalo and is thriving. And it was very moving to me.
The cover features a painting of the old section of Warsaw. The artist is unknown, but the painting was loaned to the BPO by its owner, local attorney Mark Peszko. The pieces have all been performed before audiences in Kleinhans Music Hall, with what was described as enthusiastic responses. BPO staff told WBFO that copies of the disc were selling briskly on their first day of release. Copies are available through the orchestra at bpo.org. Michael Mroziak, WBFO News.